episode 1702, How to Serve Well When You're Planted in the Weeds.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring
at a stop sign. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Well, you know what? Monday's about ready to be around the corner, and so this is your time of reflection. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time for us just to stop for a few moments and really reflect inward. How to serve well when you're planted in the weeds. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life doesn't always give you what you want. This isn't new news. It's old news, right? So when you are in a season you don't like or appreciate, learn how to serve well when you're planted in the weeds. But this is super challenging. It's like climbing a steep mountain with no gear. You are left hanging and dangling off the cliffs. As you look down, your heart sinks in your stomach. Yet life goes on. Responsibilities demand attention and action. Day-to-day breathing becomes laboring. Why won't God let me be great? Why can't I walk where I know He wants me to be? Well, you're not alone. I struggle with this too. You know God has destined you for greatness. But today, you sit in a mess. You can't explain things. In fact, God seems distant. Where are you, God? Where are you? God never leaves you nor forsakes you. It's easy for us to latch on to God when everything in life is going well, when life is good. But what about when you're planted in the weeds, the mess of life? How do you serve well when you're planted in the weeds? Well, you have to understand that you're never going to fully understand. It's one of those, if I only knew, but I won't know until after I go through it. And then it's like, well, why didn't I know on the other side? But you won't know it until you get to the other side. We will never fully understand why certain things happen in life. It's just not going to add up. Why we end up in seasons that seem unfair and uncalled for. Why? Yet we're still called to serve well, even in the weeds. If God is great, why can't life be great too? Going along that line of thinking, we will never get what we think we deserve. Think about it. Why can't life be great too? God is great. Why can't I get it? I'm a Christian, right? So everything should be easy for me. God never promised us easy. He promised us salvation, eternal life. On the other side of where we are right now. Yet we still ponder. And we get mad and we get angry and we get frustrated. You know what? God feels all of that. He knows about it all. He can feel exactly what you feel. You don't know anything more than God knows. God's already been before you and He's behind you. So if you keep thinking that, gosh, if God is great, then why can't life be great? You're never going to get what you think you deserve. Never. God's never going to live up to what you think He should live up to because God has other plans. And I know that's hard to hear. There are times in my life that I'm sitting here going, seriously, Lord, come on, can we not get on the same page here? Who's the manager of the life? And He quickly reminds me, I am the master of your life. We will always see our circumstances in the worst light if we always try to exceed what God gives. It's not up to us. It's up to God. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, celebrate what you do have, the blessings in the mess. Believe it or not, you can find blessings amongst the messes. No matter where the road leads, the miles still have meaning. You matter, not your circumstances. God can clear the weeds. It's up to you to do the work right where you are. He's asking you to do what you need to do where you are. So where are you today? Where are you struggling? Well, why is that struggle in your life? What do you need to change? What can you improve on? What is he trying to say? Hello, I'm right here. What red flag is he sending you? What's the message? Maybe it's that you might be learning to be content with a job you hate for a season. It might be accepting the season of bed rest for the safety of you and your unborn child. It might be wrestling with piles of laundry and dirty dishes while waiting for the right opportunity to come along. It might be loving more even when you feel unlovable. It might be giving when you have nothing to give. God doesn't require anything of you but your heart. He is always for you. He covers you in his love. He places a hedge of protection around you. The weeds of life will not consume your world if you keep your eyes on God. Because if God's eye is on the sparrow, you know he's watching you. So no matter where the road leads, the miles still have meaning. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. God's got you. Hold his hand today. Don't run away, for today is a new day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.